Andrew and Sarah for breakfast. Well, we've been taking a flashback to the 80s as a lead up to our Grady's party finally happening tonight at Landmark at a group that we all remember well, who released several songs throughout the 80s, these guys. Everybody wants to blow. Kenny X-Men and lead singer Brian Mannix joins us this morning. Hey,
hello.
Brian.
Oh, good morning, guys. How are you going?
I'm going well.
I hope you are too.
Down in Melbourne, my friend. So you've been out clubbing all night, did you say before?
Having a little party.
Well, my daughter came over and she's a bit like me, and you know, we've had a bit of a party and dancing in my back room till about 5 in the morning, but it was good fun and you know, it's great.
Well, I guess that's how we plan on doing it tonight for our Grady's party.
Not till 5 in the morning, Sarah.
Maybe, who knows? But
who knows?
We wanted to definitely get you on the show. You're a big part of the 80s. And can you tell us a little bit about it? We're sort of reminiscing what it was like so we can get in the mood for it.
Well, the 80s had some really interesting fashion, I suppose you can say. You know, the permed mullet, that's a great look. The shoulder pads, I miss them, the fluoro colours. But it was a good time because I think the economy was going really well. Everybody had lots of money and everybody was just having a good time in the 80s. It's, it was a really special time, I think, and it was great for Australian music.
Yeah, Bob Hawke was Prime Minister back in the day, wasn't he, Brian?
He was, and if any bloke that didn't set you to go to work the next day, well, he's a bum.
That's on the America's Cup speech, yeah.
Talk to us a little bit about what you just said before with you just had so much fun, like Australian music was fun in the 80s. Do you think it's a really different time now? I know we've got a lot of Aussie artists, but I feel like they're having to travel to another country more these days to actually get noticed as much.
Well, I think in the 80s, music had a lot more currency than it does today. Mm-hmm. People had to pay for their music, you know, so you'd buy an album and that was kind of part of your identity. I've got the new Kiss album, how about me? and these days people, well, you just stream it, you know, for instance, like, you know, if I wrote, like, 50 Years made me quite a bit of money because I wrote it, but at the moment it's on Spotify. It's had over 1 million hits, and I think we get about $1,000 between the band for that.
Oh, wow.
So there's not a lot of financial incentive for people to pursue their music career these days. Whereas in the 80s, you go on Countdown and you play Kalgoorlie or anywhere in the country.
Yeah,
it was great.
That's what I was about to say. Back in the 80s, you probably played more pubs and clubs more than artists do these days.
Well, there's still a pub and club scene, but it's nowhere near as vibrant as it was. You're kind of right in a way that a lot of it's just, you know, a day on the green or red hot summer or something like that. Whereas in the 80s, I suppose people have got more things to distract them. You've got PlayStation, you've got the internet, you've got all that stuff, mobile phone, which you didn't have in the 80s.
Antisociable stuff.
Because you'd go, you know, you'd go and see a band, you know, even if I wasn't working, I'd go and see a band, you know. You might go see a band 4 nights a week.
Yeah.
See a different band. I'll go see Straight and Crawl. Now I'll see JoJo Zeff and the Falcons. And the next night I might see Cold Chisel. And, Midnight Oil was playing on Saturday. Great. I'll go see them too.
Yeah.
It was a really good time for music.
Now, what are you up to these days? I know you've been in lockdown in Melbourne, but have you been sort of working at home with still writing music or being involved in it anyway?
Well, what I do these days, we haven't done it for 290 days because of lockdown, but
been a while.
I work with Dale Ryder from Boom Crash Opera and Scott Kahn from Kids in the Kitchen. And sometimes it might be Sean Kelly from The Models or Ellie Fowler from The Shantuzies. Fred from The Machinations does some work with us. So I think we're doing some work with Wilbur Wilde soon.
Wow.
It's really good fun. So you go see David Sterry from Real Life. So you come and see our show and you hear all of the X-Men hits, all of the Boom Crash Opera hits, all the Real Life hits, and all the Kids in the Kitchen hits. So every song's a hit and it just keeps moving. It's fast-paced and it's been a lot of fun. I've been doing that with Scott for about 14 years now, so get me busy.
Yeah, great decade of music, no doubt about it.
So wish Brian could be here tonight.
He should come, shouldn't he?
Oh,
can you get on a plane?
I should.
You'd probably have us up drinking till 5 a.m. though.
That's okay. But we promise next time you're in Darwin, when you get to come and visit, we'll put on a special party for you where everyone will get to be there. All right?
Yeah, let us know you're in town. Yeah, drop into the studio. Yeah.
I will indeed.
And your
daughter. If it doesn't work out for me in Queensland, Darwin's my second choice.
Yay!
A little bit hotter than Queensland, but we'll see how you go.
He'll be fine.
I spent a lot of time in Darwin. I've been there in the wet season. Over about three years, I spent probably about a year or three there.
Yeah.
I love it. I love the ski club on a Sunday. How great is that?
And the sunsets, yeah.
Yeah, just skip Queensland.
It's the only place where there's a band, you're playing, and everybody's not looking at you. They're looking at the sunset.
Listening, but not looking at you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for being on the show this morning.
Thanks for having me on, guys, and have a great party tonight. I wish I was there because I heard there's some really hot chicks coming down and I wouldn't mind meeting a couple of them. But
next time.
Yeah, all right.
Thanks, Brian.
Guys.